This is KUT. Over the last few years, Austin has become something it never was before, a food destination. In some parts of town, it feels like a new restaurant or gastropub opens up every day. But that boom in the restaurant industry might not be sustainable. And as KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, some people think a bust is already here.
In 2010, the Black Star Co-op Brew Pub opened at the corner of Airport and Lamar in North Austin. It promised farm-to-table food, fresh-brewed beer, and a cooperative business model. Sounds like a good fit for Austin, and it was for a while, says Johnny Livesay, who helped found the place.
A couple of years ago, our biggest complaints were that it was too busy, the lines were too long, the waits were too long, and now we're not seeing those problems.
Quite the opposite. As Black Star staff sets up on a recent evening, Livesay says business dropped off after a few years. Workers took a pay cut to keep the place running, but things still faltered.
To where we were really facing some serious cash crunch and absolutely looking like it was going to be time to wrap it up.
If they did, they would join a long list of restaurants that have closed in Austin, casualties of what some people call a bubble in restaurant investment.
There's been enough shuttering going on that you can easily see that it's bursting. It's peak food trailer. It's peak, you know, hot counter service restaurant that was here for a month and you loved it and now it's gone. Like that kind of stuff. It's happening.
The idea is that the market may simply be oversaturated. When it comes to breweries, Livesay says there were about 6 when Black Star opened. Now there are around 30.
And it's easy to point to a lot of places that you probably really enjoyed to go out to, and they're not there anymore.
I put the bubble question to Richie Jackson. He's head of the Texas Restaurant Association.
There are some headwinds out there. I mean, clearly, you know, a lot of leases were negotiated when the economy was soft and when it was easier to get concession from landlords, and those have come due.
But he doesn't like the term bubble. He says closures are just part of the normal life cycle of the business.
Sometimes you'll see that the people who close one restaurant turn right back around and open another one with a new concept, maybe a new location, and a bright new future ahead of it.
Of course, all those reopenings take money. They also further scatter a customer base that might not be growing fast enough. Back at the Black Star Co-op, customer Janine Hurd sits in the patio and sips a beer. She says it makes her feel sad to think about all the restaurants that have come and gone.
But at the same time, it's hard to be loyal. With all the new places that are opening, you know, you can only afford to go out so much. It's hard to pick and choose.
Hurd, who also happens to manage a cafe on the east side of town, hopes Black Star survives. And inside, Johnny Livesay says they just might. The restaurant put out a call for more business on social media, and the lines are back. He's just not sure for how long. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.